As predicted, Super Saturday was indeed super. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 23rd day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. They say a trade deal with China is close, and today China did act. The embattled CEO of Boeing stepped down today, and the stock market reacted. There's a railway in Europe that prefers slow to fast. And retail took a big hit in 2019. Are there more store closures to come? Those stories, the markets, and Laura Kennard about some fun stuff to do for business this week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and let's get it going for Christmas Eve Eve, right? I think that's what today is. And by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. Just go at Business News. We should be right there. Well, according to data from Customer Growth Partners, this past Saturday, or Super Saturday, shattered all single-day sales records ever. Shoppers plopped down over $34 billion in just one day, while mega retailers Walmart, Amazon, Target, and Costco led the way. Other small retail centers also did well, as retailers offered improved web platforms. Online spending so far this season has accounted for 58% of sales growth from a year earlier. Super Saturday's results topped Black Friday sales by 10%. The next biggest shopping days were December 14th and Cyber Monday, but both fell well short of the massive spending on this past Saturday. While foot traffic was down at most malls, the conversion rate, or the percentage of people who go to malls and make a purchase, actually rose. Even long-struggling department stores had their best weekend of the season. Well, China cut import tariffs on a wide range of goods, including food, consumer items, and parts for manufacturing smartphones, continuing Beijing's drive to lower trade barriers and spur domestic demand. Today, the Minister of Finance published a list of 859 types of products that will enjoy tariffs lower than the standard rates for this year. It includes frozen pork as a key item aimed at alleviating shortages of the meat due to the outbreak of African swine fever. While the move isn't directly related to the U.S.-China trade war, it does support the government's claim to be further opening its economy as it pursues a deal with President Donald Trump's administration. Economic growth is seen as slowing in China next year to 6% or below, and officials have an interest in lowering the cost of imported consumer goods. Boeing's CEO resigned today due to the ongoing problems of the company over the troubled MAX 737 aircraft. The company said that Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will take over officially on January 13th. The board said a change in leadership is necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and with stakeholders. For his part, Calhoun says he strongly believes in the future of Boeing and the 737 MAX. The result of the leadership change was that shares of Boeing jumped up by 2.9% on the day, and that led to a good day for the Dow. Speaking of the markets, it was another up day on Wall Street. The Dow closed 96 points higher at 28,551, while the S&P 500 rose by 1/10 to 3224, and the NASDAQ advanced by 2/10 to 8945. Trading volumes were lower ahead of the Christmas holiday. The U.S. stock market does close at 1 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow for Christmas Eve and is closed Wednesday for Christmas. Thursday and Friday, though, those will be regular trading days, and we'll be here. You know, once upon a time, travelers would board a train, perhaps get a berth with a bed, and sleep their way across the United States. But then we all seem to get in a hurry, and rail travel well, it tended to go down, and accommodations were just not so nice. Well, there's a train service based in Austria that thinks slow is much better than fast. OBB is the state-owned rail system of Austria, and they're making progress with something called the night jet. In recent years, as operators around Europe wrote off night trains as unprofitable and shuttered services, OBB expanded its network. Passenger numbers have doubled since NightJet began operating in 2016, and OBB said it carried 1.4 million people on the service last year. The draw? Well, how about taking your time and waking up to a nice breakfast and then go about your day rather than speeding around faster and faster? The demise of night service in other countries wasn't the only factor that helped Austria's expansion. After the climate activist Greta Thunberg sailed the Atlantic in treacherous waters just to avoid flying to a UN summit in New York this summer, many travelers in Europe pledged never to fly again, or at least drop short-haul flights for trains and buses, and, as it seems, enjoy the ride. OBB says that it expected ridership on NightJet to increase by 10% by the end of this year to 1.5 million passengers, and that's a rise fueled by people who want to avoid flying. NightJet trains have a variety of accommodations, including seated coaches, youth hostel site couchlet carriages, sleeping 4 to 6 passengers at a time, sleeping cars with hotel-style key cards, and fluffy bedding, and private cabins with their own miniature bathrooms. In some services, travelers can take their cars in trailers and sleep instead of driving through the night. Wow, sign me up. Shares of Monsanto parent Bayer surged today after the U.S. government put itself in the German company's corner, arguing that a ruling that found the pesticide Roundup caused cancer, that decision should be overturned. In a friend of the court brief filed on Friday with the San Francisco-based appeals court, the Environmental Protection Agency said it reviewed and approved the warning label on the weed-killing product and that a jury finding based on California law should be reversed. The Department of Justice joined the EPA in weighing in on the only federal jury ruling thus far in a long-running saga over Roundup. Well, retailers in the U.S. have seen a record number of store closures this year. Over 9,300 locations have shuttered, up more than 50% from closings in 2018. All of this according to CoreSite Research. Among them are the once popular destinations of Sears, Forever 21, and Payless. More shoppers are turning to Amazon and other online hubs for apparel, which has put pressure on businesses to invest in store experiences and websites. Industry analysts warn dozens of other retailers might be on the brink of disaster. One that is named is Pier One, despite showing positive profits. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got Laura Kennard in talking about some business events. Well, I know there's not that many business events during Christmas week, but she has found some fun stuff to do. And that is coming up next.